Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello.
Good morning.
I'm about to send you lot into the biggest fucking spin of your lives.
Oh, no.
Did that to the group this morning when we came in and I was and we were talking about.
You did.
And I was just like, you know, like from the minute you're born, you're just rotting.
You brought the mood right down. We're like, all happy to see each
other. However much you enjoy your life, it's terminal.
Miserable.
I should make quilts. I should make like... those notebooks that they sell in supermarkets with like inspiring slogans on and a little daisy in the middle. That's what
from the moment you're born you just start rotting.
with a little peony underneath it. Perfect.
Peony.
Just so you know, make everybody know that I care about nature. You know, when I die and rot, then use me for compost. Use me for good. Make something pretty out of me. So I've had an email. Hi, you both. Love the podcast and have been listening since the beginning. And of course, I've given it a 5-star rating. I fucking love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is the new introduction I would like in the emails.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your conversation in the episode a few weeks ago is something I think about a lot.
Oh, God.
Specifically after something that happened last year in around June 2021, when we could only meet people outside in small groups. I was chatting with friends and for some reason we started talking about a teacher I had in sixth form 6 years ago, which I don't really mention as these weren't school friends and we generally don't talk about school as we're all quite a bit older now. Anyway, I was saying how influential he had been on my life and how he had opened my eyes to the real world issues, not just the standard stuff you learn in school. He was a fantastic teacher to me and even helped me hide my nose ring from the head teacher on multiple occasions. A few days later, I got a message from one of the guys at the meetup. And he said his sister, who goes to my old school, received a letter that this teacher had died the same evening at the same time I had been talking about him. He was killed in a terrorist stabbing incident a few miles from where we had been hanging out, and it was later confirmed on the news. It shook me fully to my core, and it was such a sad story, but I can't help but thinking the universe was telling me something. What are your thoughts? Love you both.
Oh, God, he died. He was stabbed in a terror attack.
That's fucking horrible. But at the same time as she was talking about him, this is what I was saying about the other day, and I know you think it's bullshit, but it's just like, that's so weird. I remember my sister did this the other day. She was watching... I mean, we did think she might have killed someone. It wasn't great. She was watching like some really random old like Western film, as only she would. And she saw like literally an extra in this film. So it must have been like a film, like an ancient film that probably no one's ever watched. Like she was watching Sky during the day. So no one was watching this film. And there was this like random small character. And she Googled him.
Yeah.
And as she Googled him, it was in breaking news that day that he had died.
Yeah.
I was like, have you just killed him? Like, no one's thought of this guy for ages, and now you've Googled him and he's dead. Brilliant. But like,
do you know what I always think about stuff like this, though? Is like, imagine how many times she's Googled someone and that hasn't happened. Imagine how many times we've thought about random people.
Do you ever just tire yourself out with this negativity?
No, but to me, that's not negative, because I don't need to think. I don't think I want to think. I don't know.
I mean, but this guy died on the day she was talking about him. Like, totally. So weird.
And I think if that means something to her,
and
then believe it.
And she was totally, like, reflecting on, like, how much... Like, I don't know. I just think, why did he come up? Why was she thinking of him?
Totally.
There's a little... You still don't believe us, yeah. But I'm with her. Like, there's...
But, I mean, I don't necessarily believe it,
one day something really
know.
Fucking weird is going to happen to you, and you're going to be like... Okay.
Possibly. Okay. Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just like coconuts. I love it when that happens. I love it so much. It's just like full, that I don't love it when people die, but I mean, I love it when like...
Weird things.
Yeah, when just like little, like fate just seeps in.
But then
or, like,
I just think like, I find it weird that like more coincidences don't happen. Do you know what I mean?
But loads of coincidences happen. It's like this, even the it's the 7 degrees of separation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like that everybody knows somebody 7 times that will know somebody. Like my mum always says it, and she's not wrong. Wherever you go in the world, you'll always meet someone from the Isle of Man. And she's really not
really?
Wrong. It's actually weird. Like
really?
It's really weird. I remember going, and this isn't that much of a coincidence, but like, and this guy actually wasn't even from the
Did
Isle of Man, but it's
Isle
reminded
Man?
Me. Yeah, I remember going on the ferry to the Isle of Man. I met all these people from the Isle of Man.
That's crazy.
For context, my mum's from the Isle of Man. But I remember an amazing story of like fate and fluke a few years ago. I was on a ferry. I was going to Holland. I was cycling to Holland because I used to do all that mad shit with Help for Heroes because my mum's dad won the Victoria Cross in World War II. So that's like the highest award you can win for valour. And my mum is one of the founder patrons of Help for Heroes. So we've been quite involved in the military in recent years. And anyway, we were cycling to Arnhem, which is where my granddad won his VC. And it was like the 70th anniversary or 75th anniversary. I can't remember. 70th maybe. And we were on... We were on the ferry and I was wearing my Help for Heroes jersey and I was in the smoking area, lol, so it must have been 70th anniversary because it was ages ago, and this old lad like pulled on my sweatshirt and was like, because it said Help for Heroes in the back, and he was like, are you wearing this because it's cool or because you care? And I was like, oh, fuck me. I was I'm on a bike ride and whatever. And he was really old, and he was basically in his medals, but he was going to Arnhem. He was a veteran. And I said, oh, I'm with Help for Heroes and we're cycling to Arnhem because, and he was like, why are you doing that? And I said, well, my granddad won a Victoria Cross in World War II. And I think there were like 5 awarded at Arnhem, 2 that I know about. Anyway, but obviously, like, if he fought there, he was going to know who it was because it was quite a famous battle. And he said, who was it? And I said, it was Robert Kane. And he was like, oh, my God. He had flown the glider that my granddad had parachuted out of. Like, and I know it's not that big a, like, small,
that's really
you know,
cool.
Like, if we're on a ferry. But it was like, what are the fucking
that's
chances
so cool.
that I've met this guy in the smoking area and he was, like, 90?
That's so random.
Yeah, so random. And then, like, it was really nice, actually, because then I went and found my mum and then they just, like, sat together for, like, hours on the cross. But it's, like, stuff like that.
That's
and
amazing.
It's, like, I mean, it would have been more gutting if I hadn't spoken to him and it's, like, we could have coexisted and we had this amazing connection and we didn't know. Like, that would be sad. But as it was, it's just, like, how lovely that you do get that. And like,
I often think that about, like, there are people probably that you know, like when you're out and about in London that you're just passing, but only just missing them.
There's people that I
like all the time.
Actively avoid, though. There's one person who I will remain nameless, who I see all the time by the station where I live. And I avoid him. I avoid him like the plague. I hide behind shit. I'm like, we don't need this. Our friendship is not, and nor will it ever be there.
No, it's not train worthy. Also, when you're going in the morning
my
and you have to stand with someone.
My mum hid behind a pillar from one of her best friends the other day because she just didn't want to talk to anyone on the train. Didn't want it. She was just like, we just don't need it. We just don't need
enough.
You know, like, if we wanted to do this together, we'd have done this
enough.
Together.
Know your boundaries, Francie. I love
so
it.
Good. That's so funny.
No, but I like that for that girl that wrote in. That's, I mean, do I like it? I don't know. It's not a lovely thing, actually.
I love
I don't
it
know.
So much. It's weird.
But if she
though.
Likes it, then I like it for her. I don't know.
I love a really random coincidence.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some that have happened to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, you always do meet someone from the Isle of Man. It's the weirdest thing.
I actually don't think I've ever met anyone from the Isle of Man apart from you guys.
Yeah, but it's odd. If it comes up, once you start bringing it up,
the frequency illusion, that's called.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why, but I guess the flag. I used to have the flag as a charm on a bracelet, so I think that people would be like, oh, yeah, what's that? Or like if you ever, yeah, you know, like have a hoodie on, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. It's confirmation bias, really.
Yeah.
I guess, when you start looking for things and then it's there.
Yeah.
But I always, I'm like, how many times? I saw someone on the tube the other day that I knew and I just turned my back.
Did you?
This is one of the guys I know through Help for Heroes, so I know him a bit well, but not super well.
Yeah.
And he's had a kid since I've last seen him. It was like 4 years ago. I was like, we have so much to catch on. We've got two stops. We don't need to do this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, hi, how are you? You've had a baby. Oh, you're pregnant. Oh my God. What's the baby called? How is it? Look, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
We don't need
nobody
this. I have to take out my AirPod. Where am I going to put it?
Oh,
the music's
no.
going to start in the other ear.
When you have to take out the AirPods.
Oh,
oh my God.
The worst.
I remember where I used to live and where I used to work, it was great because it was only one tube ride, but it was like 45 minutes on this same tube.
Yeah.
And there was a girl that I vaguely knew from like she was in PR, and she lived near where I lived, and like my heart would sink when I would see her like at the tube station, because I was like, we've got to travel all that way together. She didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. But you're bound by this like social etiquette now that you have to continue talking for this 45 minutes of fucking train journey. My heart would sing. I ended up did get brave, actually. I was like, I actually got some bit of work to do.
Good for you.
Yeah, but it did hurt. I felt bad. But
when we went up to Manchester together, I got the train back.
I thought you were going to say we sat together on the train.
No,
was that too much for you?
Yeah. No, we were all right on the way up, but on the way back, I sat next to somebody that I didn't know.
Oh, that's tough.
Who I knew a bit, but didn't know that well. And it's like 3.5 hours.
Enough.
And it's like, you've got to get to know each other.
Yeah.
We don't want to do this. I really wish sometimes,
that's,
you know, when
thing.
You're having small talk and you go to a party, I'm like, I just wish we didn't have to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I wish it was acceptable. And I do know people, Sarah does this, where if she's not interested, she just doesn't do it. And I'm like, I wish I could do that.
I know, me too.
And someone starts asking stuff, and particularly being pregnant, it's like, doesn't matter.
I wish there was a way of doing it. Like, I'd do it if I didn't think that I was going to upset the other person. Because I do think it does upset the other person. I don't know.
They
don't
care.
They probably don't care.
They don't give a shit. They're like, oh, I like, you know, the housework. Oh, well,
the sad thing is, I probably would care if someone was like, actually, do you mind if we just
stood
do our own
in
thing?
Silence?
I'd probably be like gut punch.
Would you?
I don't know. It would depend.
I just,
who it
sometimes
was, I
a small
it
talk. It's just an absolute killer.
It is. It's a killer. It's a killer.
I like it when people come in with like random intensity. That's my favourite. When people like,
okay.
I met a woman the other day who just came in with like, I went to an event on Friday night. It was a charity event. I didn't know anybody there, and this woman came over with such random intensity. I was like, I fucking love you. Like, I literally love her.
Yeah.
Hi ladies. Don't know where to send this, so I figured I'd slide into your DMs. It's truly a pleasure listening to the podcast on my commute. Thank you. I was listening to the podcast about the rape alarm today and thought about an embarrassing story. I used to have mine on my keychain. One morning I was throwing the trash away before I set off on my drive, and part of it got stuck on the bag and fell into the huge communal garbage container. You know the ones, large enough that the truck just connects to them and unloads the trash. Here I am in the early morning, standing outside as my alarm is going off and terrified it's going to attract attention. I had no other option than to go dumpster diving. So imagine, if you will, all dressed up for work, I'm trying my hardest to hoist myself into this can using my upper arm, all the upper arm strength I can muster, bicep emoji. After a few jumps and pushes, I was able to leverage myself into the can using balancing on my belly.
Oh
my so
God.
Face down towards the garbage, belly on the edge of the can and my legs dangling outside. I now have to leverage myself down towards the trash with my hands outstretched, trying to grab this piece of my rape alarm. This took a couple of tries of me pivoting back and forth on my belly. Oh my God, it's like a seesaw. I was eventually able to retrieve it back, but my poor belly was sore after all the pressure it took. Needless to say, I no longer have it attached to my keys. Word for the wise, anyone who does, learn from me. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's horrendous.
That is horrendous.
That reminds me of a story that someone sent me once on my Instagram about a year ago, of an embarrassing story. And she said she once saw a trash can,
yeah,
like a wheelie bin,
yeah,
like one of those big ones, rolling down the street. And she was like, oh my God, that's going to cause trouble. So she ran after it, grabbed it, And this guy on the other side poked his head round and was like, what are you doing? Because he was just and he was really short.
He's just doing his
job.
And
he was just trying to take it to the bin. And she's like, stop.
I love that.
I know.
That's so good.
So good. Oh, bless her. That's the worst. I'd have let it go. I'd have just let it go. Like, let the alarm.
I would have.
Oh, unless her keys were in the bin as well. In which case.
You can't. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't let them go.
I do love that. We've just had an entry from one of our podcast managers, Jenny. Is it just her that likes to bite cute things? Oh, no, gets the urge to bite cute things. No, I do that too.
Have neither of you tried to bite me? This is so upsetting.
Also, I just want to bite in
Same
general.
Doesn't it feel good? Well, this is so weird.
Like, Dave, I want to bite his arm. Like, I just want to bite really hard into it.
What?
Do you not get this?
No.
Like, sometimes I'm like, can I just nibble on your knuckle? Just, like, have a little bit of a bite.
Think she's going to say no, but I just want to nibble on your knuckle.
Oh,
I just want to nibble on his knuckle.
Nibble on his knuckle. And he's like, no, Al, please. And he's like,
fair
he's
enough. Like, don't get to eat me.
Yeah, please don't hurt me. And I'm
Fucking
like,
hell, Jeffrey Dahmer.
But
Jesus
it takes
Christ,
me everything not to, like, bite into it.
This is insane. Both of you think like this.
No, I don't want to break
skin. I'm surrounded by animals.
I don't want to, like, break flesh. I just want to bite. Like, bite.
That sounds like you want to break flesh.
Like, I'm not a cannibal. I have no interest in eating flesh.
Army Hammer, my God.
But
I'm
Jenny
getting
has...
you cancelled with this. At the same rate. Fuck. Bloody hell. This is
cannibal.
Cannibalics.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's so weird.
I bet other people get this too. Like, I just
want to bite. Like, even like dogs and stuff.
And like my sisters, I used to like want to bite their arms.
The fuck? You're right, Jen.
No. She's just showing
That's what happened to her other arm. She's got a stump where her elbow should be. Oh, man. That's so weird. I'm keeping this baby away from both of you.
Jen or Jenny, do you feel that? You just want to bite an arm? Like, bite. I've got two nods. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
These fucking weirdos. Jesus, am I safe here?
I don't know.
I'm blinking hard, guys.
You're locked
hell.
In here as well.
That's, yeah, this shit. Weird.
But Jenny just explained that it's with cute things, it's because our brains can't compute how cute it is. It's like cuteness overload, literally. Like a complete overload of the brain, so it just wants to bite cute things.
And I say this with a lot of love because Dave's such a nice guy. But, like, is he, like, so cute, like a puppy that he's, like, overloading your brain?
No. Oh, no, Dave's not cute, definitely. It's not that I want to... That's separate, I think, why I want to bite his arm. It's not cuteness.
I feel like we've tapped into a kink, and I feel like we didn't need to go there.
No, it's not kinky!
I feel like we didn't need that. I feel like we took a path. I didn't want to take.
Bite arms.
Sometimes I get it with Boo where I just want to, like, smush her. Like, I want to Lenny her, you know, like of Mice and Men, and Lenny kills the bunny because he just squeezes it too hard.
Yeah, that, it's like
sometimes
that.
I get that with Boo and I'm just like, I actually have to stop Alex Lennying her. I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. It's too much. It's too much love.
Yeah.
But when she was a puppy, now she can take it.
Yeah. Sometimes I do that. I give her the squeeze.
Her eyes bulge.
And I need to remember that her body's tiny. Like, I can't be just, like, crushing it with my huge biceps.
Yes. Yeah, with my massive arms. Yeah, sometimes I just want to, like, smush Boo and I get in her ears and, like, I'm just, like, smushing her ears and I, like, put my face, like, under her ear and just, like, rah. But I don't want to bite her.
No, I don't want to bite the dog.
She once, when she nipped me, I nipped her back again as a puppy, as a training exercise. It didn't
try
go great.
And test it. You heard it here.
Well,
she
never did it again. So, but I didn't go for like. I just wanted to like show her what it was.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
Like taste of your own medicine, bitch.
Yeah, it was awful because I just got a taste of fur, and she didn't give a shit.
Okay, gorgeous. Google don't wish I hadn't. It may mean that you are feral. Did you go?
Ha 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 ha
Okay, great. There you go. That is my answer.
What might it mean if you're not? Is that it?
It may mean that you are feral. Do you also eat with your hands? Do you sit on your haunches and scratch behind your ear with your foot?
Can you?
Did you grow up in the wilderness without any human parents?
Oh my God. Yeah, I knew it was weird. It didn't feel right.
Someone said, what does it mean when my girl bites my arm? And someone's replied, that isn't a girl, fellow vault survivor. That's a feral ghoul. Don't let the radiation get to your head. Okay, I don't understand most of that, but feral ghoul I do like.
Jesus Christ. That's not as endearing as you think it is. You're feral.
Nibble on your knuckle.
That's
but it's the same feeling for me. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Maybe it's a way of like getting aggression. I don't know. I'm not. Maybe I need to work this out with my therapist. Anyway.
Can I just, want to unpack it. I'm just going to be your therapist for a minute. When it's with Dave, is it like when you see him after a while, it's just like, I need to eat you.
No. It's nothing sexual. It's nothing like attractiveness or anything. It's like, I just want to bite into the arm and it's like my jaw takes over and I just want to bite. Oh my God, this can't be just me.
What?
I actually feel like a deep level of shame because normally nothing's off limits, but this feels like I've crossed a line. Oh my God, maybe I shouldn't have admitted this. But why? I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
When? It's, like, when does it happen?
It's almost like the feeling when you know you see like slime and you want to put your hands in it. It's kind of like that, I think.
But when does it happen?
If he'll give me his arm.
Yeah. Why would he give you his arm?
It doesn't, like, Jen said, I just texted me and said, I think you've got rabies.
It doesn't sound good, does it?
I don't know. I would like to cut this conversation because I don't think it's getting any better for me.
No, but
here.
I just want to, let's just help the people understand. Is it like...
It's like an animal urged instinct takes over.
And have you ever done it?
No. Okay. No. No, I would never like
love
break bites.
You a love biter?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Jenny, as long as see that side eye. Filthy. Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't believe you. No. Classic. Yeah, let's just put her on blast. Let's just make up a whole load of stuff because she can't come fight for herself. She can't say anything. She's in a soundproof box. Yeah, you're both fucking weird. I don't want to bite anything really, apart from food. Oh no, that's not true, actually. Sometimes I've got that thing where I've got what's it called with like no impulse control. So sometimes I'll see something or like I'll put something in my mouth and then the second I've done it, I'm like, why did I do that? Like I do that all the time with things. Like with just stuff that isn't food. Oh, I'm trying to think. I think I did it over the weekend. What did I put in my mouth over the weekend? I was like, as soon as I did it, I regretted it.
Yeah.
But I do that quite a lot with like tech. This sort of thing, I kind of have the urge to lick it because it looked like icing, but I didn't. But it's that sort of thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's not
good.
If
you just suddenly... turn around and start fucking licking walls. I'm out of here.
Shut up, Army Hammer. You do not have the fucking defence you think you have, Edward Cullen. I have no impulse control with things like that. So, but that's like, that was the hand in the whisk situation. It's just, it's that sort of thing. Yeah. Oh, I did it the other day. Like I made like a thing for... I made a thing for my gravy and it's not a good gravy recipe, but it tastes delicious. So like, I don't think any chef would be, I think every chef would be like, what? But it's what I do. So I put Marmite and flour and I mix Marmite and flour and make it into like a paste.
Oh.
And then I just add like, make like veg stock basically and just add veg stock.
I bet
and
that's quite nice.
It's really nice. It's really salty. Like it's just super delicious.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you mix Marmite and flour, it looks like chocolate. And I made it and I said to my mum, because I just left it because I was like pre-prepping and I was like, oh my God, does it look like melted chocolate? And then I was like, and then I walked away and I came back and I was like, ooh. And in my head, I was like, chocolate. And then I did it. And
you
then I was just like,
forget.
Yeah, like, and then like 2 seconds later, I was like, oh, melted, yum. And then I put it in my mouth. I was like, oh, it's so flowery. Yeah, it was really weird. So I get it, but I don't want to eat another person. I just want to eat chocolate or icing.
No,
or like,
eat another person. Well, yeah, there you go.
I feel like we've taken some turns there.
I know. I feel awkward and uncomfortable. And like, I might be about to lose my job and career. Imagine if I get cancelled because I'd like to bite Dave's arm.
Yeah.
In a non-sexual
way. But you don't even
way.
Know that you like to do it because you haven't done it unless you're hiding something from us.
No, I bite. I just don't break anything.
You do bite?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how often?
No, I break down.
But when?
But not like...
Like when you're watching the TV or when you're cooking or in bed. Like how often?
Not often. Like once a year, probably.
I think I say that once a day.
Like also because he doesn't let me anymore.
Well, obviously.
Because I suppose it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's totally weird. Totally weird.
Okay.
Super weird.
Okay.
But when you did do it, like, and also how does he stop you? Does he just, no, bad girl?
Yeah, literally, like, no, get off, consent.
Yeah, well, that's important.
That is important.
Consent, and you have consent to respect his boundaries. Yeah, you might be married, but it doesn't mean that he can't say
and
no.
And then I'll be like, okay, well, can I pick your spots instead then?
Okay.
Which is normally,
I think you are feral. You are.
Possibly.
You're a monkey.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Right. Something. If you're not a bear, you're a monkey.
Yeah, a bear.
Yeah. Okay. Bears eat people.
Right, we are moving on.
I'm so happy that I don't have to eat things. Like, I think about this all the time. I'm like, I saw my cousin went on safari in Zambia recently, and I was watching her Instagram stories, and there was just like all these big cats eating a dead thing on the floor, and I just thought, oh, fucking hell. Like, I am so happy that I can just go to like Veggie Pret and get a pan of chocolate, and that is
we
how I
lucky.
Can survive.
We are so
and
lucky.
I don't have to like eat a dead hyena on the floor.
Yeah, we are so lucky. Mind you, they don't know any different.
With like six other people and we're all just like leaning. I mean, you'd fucking love it, just fucking chowing down, but all of you, come on gals, get your sisters involved. All of you just having a munch. Jenny's in for good measure. Yum, 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 yum.
Horrible.
Empty little Dave, entrails all flat, you know, I'm just going to be sitting on the side with a pan of chocolate, just like, you fucking weirdos.
That's a horrible image. I'm not even going to say it because I don't want this to become my thing. I've got an embarrassing story. We're moving on. Hey girls, it goes without saying, absolutely love the pod. I've learned more about birds and bladders than I ever could have anticipated, and I'm here for it. Hashtag educational. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Ofsted approved this podcast.
It'll be on the curriculum soon.
Yeah, we won't. Well, we might be as a reference point, a case study.
Yeah.
The girl that ate her wife. I mean, husband.
Her podcast host.
Oh God, yeah, her podcast wife. It was me. I got to eat.
Please stop bringing this up, Em. Right, we're moving on. Story time. It's both an Is It Just Me and the most humiliated I've been in a long old while. Yesterday, I was on a train traveling alone from Germany to Belgium. Fancy, exotic, I like that. While feeling glamorous and entirely continental, I'd had a long week of fun in Berlin, and I was completely exhausted. Then we'll do that to you. I began to lose focus on my book and decided it was time for a mid-journey snooze. Cue drifting in and out of sleep in that satisfying yet somehow slightly unnerving way that happens on public transport. Only what should rudely wake me from this slumber but the sound of a squeaky, loud, long fart. And where is this sound coming from? My bumhole. I jumped at the surprise, horrified. Just picture the scene. The train is silent. I'm sitting next to a 12-year-old boy who has been eagerly Snapchatting his pals this entire journey. I blush a violent crimson as my mind immediately assumes this whole event was live-streamed by my tech-savvy seat neighbour. Safe to say, I'm still horrified and feel cross that my body betrayed me at this vulnerable time. The worst part is, due to the aforementioned exhaustion, I fell back asleep and this happened again. Rest assured, I spent the rest of the journey extremely awake with tightly clenched bum cheeks and will not be sleeping in public ever again. Is it just me whose sleeping body can't seem to retain its normal tension to keep its butthole closed and quiet?
I wish... I
what about this happened to you?
No, I talk in my sleep and I no doubt trump in my sleep. And Alex is the politest person ever and he's not going to tell me if I say weird, well, he does tell me if I say weird shit. But sometimes I'm like, I just wish my body would just be cool. Just be cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why am I so ugly when I sleep? Because that's the worst when you sleep on like a bus and then everyone takes photos on a plane.
Yeah.
And you're just like, your head's back and it's just like, you've just got like one lump of flesh. Like, you just... It's just awful. With your neck, it's just, and your mouth. I bet even Angelina Jolie's mouth goes funny when she's sleeping on
a train.
Yeah. And I just wish I wasn't betrayed in this way. I'm like, why do you have to do this? Why does gravity just take hold in the way that it does? It's just, and air pressure, it's just bullshit. So, bless you. But yeah. I hate that. I don't feel safe to sleep. Mind you, not in my family. My sister just, Gen Z, man, they just love taking ugly photos of people.
They do, don't they?
It's
Mind
horrible.
You, I feel like our generation does do that.
No, they
as well.
Do it way worse. Honestly,
do
every
they?
Time I see Kat, she puts her phone on like the 0.5 camera thing and takes either a photo of my bum being like, ha ha, you got so fat, or of like my nose just being like, look how big your nose is. And I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, with the flash on, like, she doesn't have any lights. And the only photo she, my caller ID on her phone is when I'm jumping. She filmed me in slow motion jumping, and it's when my jowls are, like, where my shoulders should be. I'm like, why do you do this? And all her Instagram stories just, like, ugly photos of her friends. I'm just like, oh, this is so
cruel. Is that
cruel.
A new thing?
Yeah, it's just what they do.
Oh, I don't know any Gen Zers, you know.
Well, you know her. Don't get close.
No.
Don't get acquainted. No, she'll just
obviously
rip
not.
Your self-esteem to shreds. Yeah, it's horrible. So she's lucky that wasn't
brutal.
All. Yeah, it is brutal. She's lucky that wasn't live streamed on Snapchat.
That
probably
is funny,
was.
Though. That is funny.
Probably
imagine waking yourself up to your own fart.
On the bus.
I don't know if I farted in my sleep, actually. I don't know.
Bet you have. I bet you do.
I wonder if there's like science behind it, because surely we'd know about it if it happened.
Why don't we, let's both do it before the next episode, set the sleep tracking app.
Yes.
So it can record us
it
and
records.
See if we're trumping.
Yes.
And it'll probably just get Dave and Alex, but like,
yeah.
Let's see.
But I feel like I would hear if Dave farts in the middle of the night, and he farts when he's awake. So maybe there's got to be some science behind it.
I'd say if your sphincter's relaxed, they're probably just slipping out.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, tart, tart, you know.
Okay, well, there
you go. And I got a whoop, whoop. Yeah, that was nice. My sister again has her sleep tracking app, and she talks so much in her sleep, and she had one the other day thinking that Matt Hancock, did you see her Instagram story?
No.
Thinking Matt Hancock was in the other side of the room trying to kill her in her sleep.
Oh my God.
Or kiss her, I can't remember. Either way, wasn't good.
Oh.
Wasn't good.
No.
Anyway,
either
if we
one,
remember,
ideal.
We'll set the app, see
yes.
what our sphincters do as we sleep.
Yes. And if anyone actually knows the science behind that, it'd be really cool to know. So there we go.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
If you never hear from me again, it's because I've been eaten alive by my
yeah.
fucking can of Alex.
I am Feral, and on that note,
see you on Monday.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.